We are learning Tosfos Yomi. We are in Maseches Kiddushin on page 54, page A. This is Daf Nun Dalel Amud Aleph, and we are in the first Tosfos, which is speaking about the Katnos Kehuna, which are the robes of the Kohen. What is the topic? The topic is continuing yesterday's topic. Yesterday we have learned about Kiddushin with any type of consecrated object, and always the question is which Torah force is the stronger if I make a Kiddushin with something which is Hekdesh. And we introduced the notion of Rabbi Meir, who says that this is just not possible, this is possible only by Mezid. So b'shogeg you just like cannot do what is called a meila, which means you cannot bring out from the reshus of the temple, from the reshus of so-called the gavoya. The gavoya means the Almighty. You cannot bring out from his reshus because he is everywhere. But today it's very interesting because it's being challenged based on a textual reasoning, which is the reasoning of Rav, who says just really at the top of our page today, Amar Rav, Chazarnu al kol tzadim shel Rabbi Meir. We've seen really all the facets of Rabbi Meir. So really, this is very interesting what we said so far, but it has a problem. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, very important rabbis, they are having different opinions on a bunch of questions, but we have never seen such a thing that you are just trying to sell us, so we don't buy this thing based on our experience. We don't see such a thing. So this is really no reasoning. This is really not. This would be a single occurrence of the case, and this we just don't buy. This is what Rashi says. Kilaimar afal pisha shanino le Rabbi Meir b'shogeg lo kidesh lo mishum l'sviru l'hekdesh b'shogeg. So this just cannot be. So this Mishnah in and of itself is not reason enough. Shechozarnu b'kol makom. We've seen all the places. Sheshonu Rabbi Meir b'hilchas hekdesh. We've checked all the places where Rabbi Meir is speaking about anything related hekdesh related issue. But I'm not seeing a makom she'on ma'ay omar boy. So if this would really be the case, in one at least one of such places, he should just mention, you know, I believe this. You know, this is my basic principle. So this is too big of a chiddush. This is such a basic thing that should be said. If it's true, it's not should be like a Tosfos. Yesterday, if you remember, if you've seen, I was surprised that Tosfos speaks like a Moirim. He speaks like this is the source of Rabbi Meir. How do you know what's the source of Rabbi Meir? Did you meet Rabbi Meir? You lived thousands of years later, not thousands, hundreds of years later than Rabbi Meir. So it's just not possible. And really, Tosfos made up a nice theory, but Rav said no, please. Theoretically, it's very nice, but since we don't have a stable source for an important thing, it's no good. And don't tell me that this is the source, because I can force this same text to say something else, which really is like the hook. The hook is not the simple reading of the text. But we want to choose the least verse. Watch the least verse. To say that this is the source for Rabbi Meir for something real, real interesting and real earth-shaking new concept. Or you say, okay, this is the way how we deal with Mishnayos, because this just occurs that some Mishnayos are not speaking exactly. This Mishnah, what this Mishnah said, HaMekadish Behekdesh, like it was speaking, let's see, Behekdesh Bemezid Kidesh Beshoye, Lo Kidesh Dibre Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Emer, the opposite. He says, "Beshogeg kiddush, bemezid loy kiddush." So, this is like speaking about hekdesh. But Rav tells us, no, not so. Mishnah seinu bekasnois kehuna shelo balu. Really, it is speaking about the clothes of the koyanim, which they are wearing for the service, and they are shelo balu. They are not still worn out. What is this business about? Okay, so Rashi explains very nicely that this is a nice concept. These robes are still able to use. These are still once they shalom balu. Balu means worn out. You cannot use no more. You can use no more. Okay, if this is the case, then it's still holy. You just don't touch them. You just don't mess with them. Okay, so do what you want to do. You ask your rabbi, go to the Geniza, and you put it all those holy objects that you cannot use anymore. But this is not a problem. The problem if you can still use it, then you have a big problem. He says a very interesting thing. When you use it and you are doing your service in the temple, you're doing your avoida. The koyanim are doing the avoida in the big day kahuna. It's very nice, but as soon as they finish it, this is the moment then where they got the ma'ile. They are using it for their personal benefit because they use it. They're taking benefit from it because it is serves as their clothes, and it's not possible. He says. Okay, so let's see this Rashi anyway. Umas nisi de ketane b'shogeg lo kiddush b'katnos kehuna sheloi bolu ureuyin lo avoido. So, because of they are not worn out, you can use it for the service. You will see that this problem will not arise in a case when you cannot use it anymore. But kol zman sheruyin lo avoido ein ilo b'shogeg osem. And there, this is like a decree that there is no me'ila if you are just shogeg. If you are not intended, then there is no avera. There is no sin committed by using it for personal purposes. Why? So it seems that rabbis were very intelligent, and foresaw the future. And they knew that there is a need for this, so they introduced the concept. When they took the dress, they said that this should be kodesh, but not so kodesh. They should be kodesh only with the condition that it should not be kodesh when somebody is using them for his personal benefit, but not for purpose. Then there is no merilah for it. So, like. Something like stipulation, this would work somehow. Rashi doesn't say this, I just think this because it says, Rashi says, the real exact language of Rashi is mitchilo, from the beginning, shelekach hukdeshu mitchilo lehona isboyen, shagigin. So that unpurposefully they could be taken benefit of. So with this condition, so I think that this is a stipulation which seems to work, which is a big miracle, because this means that if you want to be nice to all the other people, then you can say such a thing even for any objects. But you don't say such a thing, maybe I assume either because you want people to treat objects with sanctity, or you understand that the Torah introduced their sanctity with this purpose. So you don't do this. And I think that you can even say that there is even a higher sanctity if you don't say this. So for anything that you say this stipulation, I think this lowers the sanctity. So this is something that you don't want to mess with, if not necessary. But in this case it is necessary, because as soon as they finish their avoida, they're still using it. And you don't want to make them sin. And you don't want to make them run and just take off their clothes. Rak she'loi iskaven lechalal. Only if only with the condition that if somebody wants to really be mechalel them, from the want to use them like mezid, like purposefully. Shalayit notayra malachi hashores. Famous principle of loyit notayra malachi hashores. Torah is not given for angels doing the service. People are not angels. Angels wanted to be mekabel Torah, but then Moshe came, and there was this famous midrash with their argument. No. It's for general people. It's a principle that can be abused, but we don't want to abuse this principle. We've seen a lot of pages of Daf Hayomi, and this principle could be mentioned really anywhere. But if somebody doesn't want to do the Torah, and somebody wants to say, "Oh, I just cannot do it. I just don't feel like, and I don't want it," then I can say, "Oh, loy nit notayra malachi hashores. Okay, I'm not an angel. This is not for me. So I am not sinning. So this is something that could be said." But really, we see that it is used here, and maybe only you can see how other places, all the other places are listed here. How many other places are there where it is used? Okay, I don't see a long list here. Maybe it's just about 10 pages later, and that's it. Anyway, in Halacha Shirim, we often, not often, but sometimes. Okay, I heard it at least once. Okay, anyway. The Malach HaShores Shehu HaKoyanim Zerizim Kemalochim, so that the Koyanim should be not so fast as the angels are, Lehafshiton B'Gmar Avoido, so that they should take off it as soon as they finish their job, V'loy Yishum Aleihem Achar Avoido Keherefayim, just like a blink of an eye. So a blink of an eye remains for them, for the purpose of changing their dress to weekday general dress. So this is the underlying principle. We don't want to be not matriach the koyanim, not this is the exact expression, but rather we don't want them to make sin just because they have, because it's good for them that they go from their workplace to the, I don't know, there is a dressing room over there, and they go over there, and they don't have their changing dresses inside the temple, which would be anyway not so good. But, okay, so there is this leniency for the Koyanim for this case. Okay, and Tosfos, let's see, Tosfos is, as usual, starts with quoting Rashi, Pirshei Kuntres, Mishnah Seinu Dektani Loi Kidesh Amo Loi Mischarem Bemikdash Bekasnos Kehuno Sheloi Bolu. Yes, and I mentioned that this problem is not, and this stipulation was said only until the time that they were not worn out, because as soon as they were out, the problem exists no more, because you just don't put them on. Another question which I noticed, that it's very interesting, that Rashi said, when you take it down. So why won't you take it down? First you put it up. So what's then? Then you don't enjoy it. You go from the dressing room to the temple. I don't know, courtyard, where they do their service. So is this not taking benefit? Because it seems from Rashi that really it's just the other way which consider taking benefit. So what? Okay, so very interesting. Why? Okay, this is homework. I don't know. I could say something like they are already. We know that Koyanim anyway. There's Rizim. They may be not taking benefit. They're not feeling like taking benefit when they are going to avoid. Maybe it's really Hachan on the mitzvah. Maybe this is the concept underlying. This is the thought behind the mind of Rashi, that they are preparing Heksher Mitzvah. They are preparing for the Mitzvah. They are going to the service, and this is considered as part of the Mitzvah. So this is not considered as personal benefit. Masha Enke, when they are taking off their robes, which is personal benefit already. Okay, maybe this is the idea, but Tosfos doesn't ask this question. I just wanted to mention it. Anyway, so still they are useful. There is no me'ila in the shogeg, and this explains well Shitas Rabbi Meir, who says for our Mishnah, which we know that they are not speaking about any other kinds of hekdesh, rather it speaks about katnas kehuna. If it's shogeg, so it's the case is that the kayan is giving a robe that is still useful. Very nice, and not yet worn out, and he gives it to her, and he says, "I want you to be married by this nice robe." And it's like shaygeg. What is shaygeg? I don't know what is shaygeg, because you just don't confuse it. Hekdesh you do confuse. You say to a cow that you are hekdesh. To his brother, you don't say you're Hekdesh, then you confuse them. But how do you confuse Big Day Kehuna? Part of their purpose. The Torah says so. The Chovah de Siforis. They should be for differentiating. So it really should not be confused. Anyway, maybe it was a blind Kohen, and they wanted to give this. And maybe the woman was blind as well, and he was giving them. I don't know what the Kehuna should be. Anyway, this is not interesting, because this is already such a big of an ukimta, such a big of a restriction to the original version of the Mishnah, that this is just like nothing really special after this. Okay, anyway, so if there was a shoygei, maybe he made something which is akin. I don't know if this is allowed. I know that you're not allowed to make ketoiras. According to the original proportions, you're not allowed to make a model of the Beis HaMikdash with the original proportions. So you just cannot imitate Avoider. Maybe you can make it the dress of the Kayanim. I'm not sure. If you can, this might be the case. He made a very nice dress, and he confused it with the real one. Okay. Anyway, he gives it. He doesn't know that this is forbidden. Maybe he's not learned. He doesn't know. Anyway, don't ask questions about this. He gives it. And this works. This works. What should this work or should not this work? Because the shoygeg, we say there's no me'ila. No me'ila should not work. Okay, it should not work. Yes, it should not work. Because this is a habe hataya. They are interdependent on each other. This is dependent. You can be mekadesh if there is me'ile. So it's like money should go from one place to the other, from your bank account to my account, so that the kiddushin should be valid. So something positive should appear on her bank account, and something negative should appear on his bank account. And for this to be real, there should be something like an expression, which is in our case, in a case of something of consecrated, is called a me'ila, benefit. Some kind of benefit should appear. So if there is no me'ila, which would be because we said there is no me'ila in this case, because we protect the koyanim, then there is no kiddushin. So that's why Rabbi Meir says that in a case of shaygeg, it just doesn't work. In a case of mezid, it does. Because this was the original stipulation. In the case of shoygeg, there should be no such thing. Why? Because this is the typical case when they don't want to be so fast to take off their dresses. Okay, and this could be applied to a case when somehow a confusion comes to the kohen's mind. And he makes, by shoygeg, I underline twice, shoygeg, if it's amazing, it does work. And this fits well, very well, very nicely to Shitas Rabbi Meir, according to the explanation of Rav. Okay, with this introduction, let's see the professor writer. Shelekach ugdashu betchilo lehanos b'shigegosam bechol es shelo yiskaven lechalo. Okay, this is the same as Rashi said. Sheloi nitnatar la malachei ha-shores, because Torah was not given to malachei ha-shores, sheyehu ha-koyanim is a reason to malachei ha-shores la-afshitom le-gemara ha-vaido, ve-la yashum aliyen, okay, Rashi, word by word. Ve-im taimar, here comes Taisves. Im kein, heichi kiyumar Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now we are speaking about Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the case of Hekdesh the opposite. So Rabbi Meir said, Bemezid, what's the case? Bemezid, it works. There is Meila. Kidesh, Shagig Lai. Rabbi Yehuda the opposite. Okay, so what is this? Rabbi Yehuda said that the Shagig Kidesh, Bemezid like Kidesh. Okay, so what could be Shittas Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go with this line. No. Hatayra la Marathi Hashurid business, this doesn't make sense. This seems to be something global, so still not resolved, he says. Rabbi Yehuda Beshoyde Kidesh, Vegam Bemezid, Aliba the Rabbi Meir, okay, Heiche Deme Keoma Rabbi Yehuda, the Beshoyde Kidesh. Okay, so this is the question. How could it be according to Rabbi Yehuda that Beshoyde Kidesh? What does Rabbi Yehuda do with this nice explanation which we said just so far? Because we only thought about Rabbi Meir. Okay? Vegam Bemezid Aliba the Rabbi Meir. And even there is a similar question with Rabbi Meir in the case of a mezid, which is also something which we don't thought about so carefully in the light of an additional information which shares Tosfos with us now. Hare loy nischalel, it just doesn't work. Even if you give away, it won't work. Deha kli shores hem. There's a special rule for kli shores. Kli shores is a larger category into which it fits in big dekrim, no? Which is like service tools, service parts of the service. Okay, new concept. This comes on the next stuff. Is it possible to do Me'ila after Me'ila? Okay, basically you can do it because Me'ila means taking benefit from anything which is sacred. So if you do this time after time after time, you use something sacred now, again and again and again, you can do this. So this mile after mile business really applies only to a case of a 100% case. Of a 100% you use it up. And again and again and again. How can you imagine it? You sell it and you sell it and you sell it and sell it. Not you. You sell it and you sell it again and again and again, and it goes around and around. This is the concept of Mayel Achar Mayel. And Tosfos communicates to us that this is the case actually by Kli Shores. By Kli Shores, Kedusha comes back. You sell it purposefully, and you are being Mayel, and you are committing a sin. But it doesn't go up to Chulin. It comes back. Kedusha comes back. Still Kedush. But you are being loyal. Next time, again and again and again. And for the whole Kiddushin to work, you want, as I said before, something positive here, something negative there. Nothing negative happens. In the case of a mile after mile, no, nothing happens. Kedusha comes back, keeps coming back. Great. Very nice. Okay, so this could never be done, neither according to Rabbi Meir in the case of a mezid, neither by Rabbi Yehuda in the case of a shagig. Anyway, we don't understand what is this Rabbi Yehuda's arguing over there. Maybe Gemara deals with it. Anyway, there is the issue of mile after mile, Kedusha keeping coming back, so doesn't work. You can never be Mekadesh with Big Day Kehuna or for that purpose, any other type of Kli Shores, you cannot do this, because there is mile after mile, and Kiddushim will never happen, never will go money from this place, because money will keep coming back. So, you need the Me'ila. It's very interesting that Taisfes says that he thinks so. So, it doesn't work like this. Like there is a split second when there is Kedusha over there, and then it comes back, because if there is such a split second, then you can imagine that, okay, so this was the moment that it was Mekadesh. Maybe this can also be homework, why not? Maybe because it should be something permanent in order to be Mekadesh. Okay, Let's think about it later. So how can it work? Yesh mayel achar mayel, ve'ein yoytzin lechulin. It never becomes chulin. Yesh laimar, so the Tosfos answers, the aire, the oison kasnois, loy nis chanchu adayim. Okay, further ukimta. Okay, now we're good in ukimtas. Ukimta means restricting the case in an absurd way, in a more or less absurd way, which is not so easy to believe, because Rav said that it's not like any hekdesh, it is big day kehuna, and now we say no, it's big day kehuna shel abolu. No, it's not big day kehuna shel abolu. It's lo adayim nitchachnu. It's not yet used. It's not just that it wasn't used before. It's not just that, but it's not worn out. It's even more. It's just brand new. It just came from the factory. It's not yet used. Very interesting. So they wasn't used before for the first time. First usage is chinuch la voido. The oz and kedushas kli shores alehem. So kedushas kli shores, which we said, which is the stronger type of kedusha, which keeps coming back after mile after mile after mile. This applies only after first usage, and this is also something which one should know from other places of Shas, just like the concept of mile after mile. The en kedushas kli shores alehem elo kedushas bedek habayis. Okay, so they have only the general kedusha of every other tools which are over there. Like they are not used tools for services. They are tools that they are just needed for the workings of the temple, like I don't know, bathrooms and the bricks and other things that are really not okay. Maybe the bricks are really kodesh, but they are not being used. They are just the parts that you just need. Everything that you need for the house to keep working. This is what we say see in the first parak of Sanhedrin. Avoidoson mechan choson. So their first usage starts to gives them the first kind of kedusha. Okay, so very nice. So now we see from this Tosfos that really. It is very, very, very special case that the Mishnah is speaking about, which is you confuse a brand new big day kehuna, which is, does not have its kedusha as a kli shoris. Yes, it has some problems with Rav saying sheloi bolu, not yet worn out. Baruch Hashem, they're not yet worn out because nobody took them ever. Nobody used them ever, so they are sure they're not worn out. This is quite of a big chiddush from Tosfos.